Right, well, Mike, first of all, congratulations on getting the new deal at Cass. Just how big a relief is it that your future's sorted for the next few years?
Well, it's just it's a great club to be at, mate. I'm over the moon to have signed another 2 years on top of my year that I have left, and I can't wait to get started, really.
Obviously, pre-season just getting underway, and just how good is it to get the future sorted before the action begins?
Well, yeah, it just gives me that little bit of security, really. I'm not going to take it for granted, though. I'm still going to take every match as it comes. And make sure I keep on working hard and improving as a player each game that I get.
And looking at the comments from Daryl Powell after you've signed this deal, he's talking about the huge potential you have, and now you've been rewarded with the deal, you've got to show the potential you've got.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Like I said, I'm not going to be taking it easy. I'm going to be pushing myself each game that I have on that pitch, and I'm going to make sure I'm improving training every session that I have and every game that I get. Making sure I'm improving as a player, and it's a great club to be at to do that, because I've got plenty of experienced players around me, and I've got a great coaching staff helping me as well.
And you really broke through the team at the end, towards the end of last season. Just how much do you enjoy playing for Cass?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I've loved it ever since day one that I signed, when I started last season, sorry. The first day of pre-season, I even loved it. Yeah, so it's been great. And when the opportunity came to extend my stay, I took it with both hands. And like I said, I can't wait to get started the season.
And looking at being a part of the Cass team, a side that will be aiming for the higher places in the table, it must be great to be a part of a side with real ambition.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's our aim for this year. It's to take each week as it comes. But the aim for us is to be in that top four and going for silverware.
And pre-season, just getting underway, the training sessions, how are you feeling at the minute? Are you feeling a little bit tired after them sessions at the minute?
No, I'm feeling real good. They're really good sessions. Enjoying them. They're obviously extremely tough, but, you know, you've got to enjoy it. And then, like I said, it's just taking each session and improving each game, each training session that you get.
And looking at your teammates, you've got plenty of experience in there as well. And these are the kind of players that are going to be able to help you maximise your potential.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. There's a good balance in the team at the moment. You've got experience and you've got young players as well. And it's a real close-knit team. It's a real family-oriented club.
And looking then at when the season begins, I mean, just how much are you looking forward to that first two to getting underway and the season beginning?
Yeah, yeah. That's what everyone can't wait for at the moment. They're working hard at the moment. We've got 6 weeks. About 6 weeks of pre-season, and then we got week one. Everyone's pushing themselves in training to get themselves into peak condition for that first game.
And looking at pre-season, obviously you'll be travelling away for a couple of those sessions. I mean, do you think that will really help with the bonding side with the teammates, and also help you get into your full pre-season form?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, it'd be just getting a different environment of training. Still be. Same sort of training. We'll still be pushing ourselves to the limit and making sure, like we said, like we're in a good peak condition for when we start our first game.
And looking at when the season begins, I know you said there the aim is top four, but just looking at the opening strand of games, is it just going to be a case of taking it one game at a time?
Yeah, that's it. That's what we'll be doing. We'll be taking it one game at a time, and, you know, get looking at it as winning each week that it comes, and making sure that we're competing in every game and ultimately getting that 2 points that we need.